Welcome to this Wednesday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, it's great to have you today.
It's always good to be with you, Dave.
Well, today we're going to talk to someone that I think our guests will not only relate to, but they'll be inspired by.
Well, I think so, too. And that's one of our objectives when we introduce someone to our Money Life audience, is that they see a living example, somebody that is doing it well, either making, managing, or fulfilling. And I can tell you, Tim is a person who is doing all three. And God has really given him a gift, and he's maximized those gifts and talents in ways that have benefited himself, his family, and has brought glory to God along the way. He's going to be a great guest.
He is. And I think it would be accurate to say that Tim is probably also a person that is living out the fulfill part of our three-pronged to make, manage, and fulfill. He's using his work platform to fulfill part of what God made him to do and to be a witness for him.
Well, absolutely. You know, it's a real misunderstanding to think you got to be a missionary to fulfill God's purposes for your life. And most people go to work every day and, you know, fight the grind and do all the things you got to do to make a living, but are absolutely available to fulfill God's purposes in those circumstances. And you'll hear that from Tim.
Well, you know, Chuck, our work, you know, and we do hear this, our work matters to God, and it's not just what we do, not the kind of job that we have or the work that we do, but it's how we do it that really speaks volumes to those around us about the God that we serve.
Well, it absolutely does. And not only is our work output important to God, that we do things with excellence, but how we do it, as you said, because it just is such a witness. You know, so many people want to be in the right job. And I came up with the top three, Dave, that helps you determine, are you where God called you to be? Are you in the right job? Number one is, what kind of energy do you have? Because if your job is life-giving, you'll work longer and harder than anybody else at it. Number two, do you accept the problems associated with your job? All jobs have problems, but you're either going to see them as obstacles and you're going to feel defeated by it, or you're going to say, my job's worth it because God wants me to do it. I'm going to face those problems and solve them. And number three, are you seeing disproportionate results? You know, a common sense analysis would tell us if we're gifted and skilled and capable the way God made us to be, and we're doing those things in our work, then we're going to get more results than people who are not. Those are the top three ways to tell, are you where God wants you to be?
Well, that information will be available up on crown.org. That's crown.org. You're listening to Money Life. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
The economy is frontline news, but how do you know who you can trust? Each day on Money Life, we'll bring you up-to-date information on the topics that are important to you. From the current housing crisis to protecting your investments, Money Life will bring you a balanced biblical perspective to the world around you. Calling on some of today's best financial advisors, Money Life will go deep on topics so you can be informed before you make a decision. Money Life will also bring you the stories of everyday people that will inspire and encourage you to live out God's financial principles.
Hi, this is Chuck Bentley, host of Money Life, and I hope you'll join me each day as we discover how to make money, how to manage it well, and how to use it to fulfill God's purposes. It's a crazy world out there, but there's hope, help, and insight available, and I look forward to discovering it together with you.
Join Chuck Bentley for Money Life each weekday. Money Life is a broadcast production of Crown Financial Ministries.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and with me today is a special guest, Tim Owens. Tim is the sales manager at the third largest Lexus dealership in the U.S., located in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Tim and his wife, Vanita, have one son, Timothy L. Owens II, and they live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Tim, great to have you on Money Life.
Well, thank you, Chuck.
I want people to know you, Tim, and the journey that you have been on since you were a young boy. You've just been an incredible example of working as unto the Lord. Tell us a little bit about your background and some of the lessons you were taught about work as a child.
Well, Chuck, as you know, I was born and reared in Waco, Texas, and grew up with a family, mom, dad, and my brother, and started work at a fairly young age. And I was around 15 when I had my first job, But one thing that stands out in my mind was when I accepted my first job as a teenager in high school, I remember both my parents sitting me down and saying, quote, "If you take this job, you're going to go every day." And I've never forgotten that. They told me that I wasn't going to be calling in sick or taking off just because I had something better to do. So at a very young age, they taught me the importance of being responsible.
Well, Tim, what kind of job was that? What did you do? Was this job outside the home when you were 15?
Oh, absolutely. I went to high school, and one of my school teachers came up to me at the end of the year one year and said, "My husband just bought a new business, and one day I'd like for you to work for him." And that business was a toy store called Molitor's Toys in Waco, Texas. And my job at that store was pretty interesting. It was a store that sold toys, bikes, crafts, children's hobbies, and all the major brands of toys from Milton Bradley, Mattel, Fisher-Price, and a number of the different brands. And as a 15-year-old boy, I went to work there, and I worked in the afternoons after school. And being in the toy business, the emphasis during the fall of the year was wrapping layaways. People would put their toys and store them for the Christmas season. And it was my job to wrap layaways and make sure that everything that they selected got put up and stored and held until the Christmas time.
Right.
Along with those duties, I had to help clean the store from sweeping floors to cleaning bathrooms, unloading freight trucks, and maintaining merchandise in the warehouse.
So how did you apply yourself as an employee, Tim? Were you an exemplary employee?
Well, I'd like to think I was.
How long did you work there?
Believe it or not, Chuck, I started in the fall of my junior year, and I worked there all the way through college because I went to school there in Waco and 3 years beyond college.
Well, what were some of these guiding principles, Tim, in your life? What were the things that you were taught that made you excellent at your job?
Well, I can remember one time talking with my paternal grandfather, and he was a farmer, and they lived out in the rural about 30 miles outside of Waco, and he would always have other men calling him to plow their fields. And I remember as a young kid asking him, "Well, Grandpa, why does everybody call you to plow their fields? You've got your own to plow." And I'll never forget his response. It was, "They call on me because I'm dependable." And that stuck with me, along with the fact that my parents had already said that if you take this job, you're going every day. At an early age, I learned to be dependable and to always do my very best and do a good job. And one of the things I learned very early is that no job was beneath you. Whether it was cleaning the bathrooms or picking up trash off the parking lot or unloading freight trucks or dirty railroad cars, you did what it took to get the job done.
Well, Tim, tell us about your first career after you left the toy store. You said you got you went back to school, got another degree. What happened next?
After obtaining my second degree, I was recruited by Mobil Oil, which is now the ExxonMobil Corporation. And my second degree was in computer information systems. And I went to work for Mobil Oil back in 1983 as a beginning entry-level computer programmer. The computer world was fairly new then, and they were recruiting young college students to come in and program various systems. And things went well there. I had an almost 13-year career with Mobil Oil, and fortunately, moved up the ladder through being a computer programmer to a programmer analyst, systems analyst, on up to being a project leader.
Well, Tim, what were some of the lessons God taught you through that phase of your work career? Because you've now done two very, very different things, from running a toy store for years and years to now stepping into a very professional, high-level job. What were some of the lessons that God taught you there?
I'll go back to the thing I said previously. Number one, that you've got to be dependable. But along with that, you've always got to be your very best. And one of the things that you learn when you get out in the working world is that you work with people who've grown up with different values and attitudes and just a completely different upbringing from yourself. And the important thing that I would say is to never be a whiner or a complainer and always be solution-oriented. And then also set yourself apart and always be willing to do what someone else won't do in order to accomplish a task.
And how did that work out for you in the ExxonMobil environment? That's a big company. Did you apply these kind of foundational principles to specific circumstances there, Tim?
I would say so, Chuck. One of the things that I learned quickly was that if you were ever given an opportunity, that you shouldn't let that opportunity pass. And sometimes you may be given something that might not be most ideal or something that you didn't think you would want to do, but you never know what an opportunity will lead to.
You know, Tim, these are great principles you were raised with and are part of your life. Give me some examples of how they actually worked out for you at ExxonMobil.
As I look back over that career, Chuck, I remember one time given an opportunity to transition off of a project that I was working on to go to a completely different project and help lead it. And sometimes you enter an environment where the people who you're leading know more about it than you do. But one of the things that I remember about that project was all of a sudden I was traveling quite a bit, and I was having to go and represent my team. And number one, I was somewhat afraid at first, but I learned that you never pass an opportunity, and when you get an opportunity, you just dig in and you learn all you can about it in order to make it successful. And you never know, once you do a good job, where it might lead.
Well, Tim, we need to take a break, but when we come back, I want you to share how God moved you from that career at ExxonMobil into something completely different, how you approached that transition, and how God provided for you and your family through selling cars. You're listening to Money Life. We'll be right back.
According to a recent survey, over 70% of all workers in the U.S. don't like their jobs. 70%. If that describes you, we want to help. Introducing Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is a powerful assessment system that measures your spiritual interests and gifts with scientific career guidance technology. Career Direct was developed over a 10-year period, and over 120,000 people have benefited from taking the Career Direct Complete Guidance System. And you can too. It only takes about an hour to complete, and you'll receive the results of your assessment in an easy-to-read, personalized report that can be immediately viewed or printed. Go to crown.org, that's crown.org, and sign up for the Career Direct Complete Guidance System today. Imagine pursuing what you were created to do and getting paid to do it. Let Career Direct help you take the first step toward your new career. You'll be glad you did. Go to crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and my special guest today is Tim Owens. And Tim, before we took the break, you shared how you were raised and then how God eventually led you to a very successful company and a very secure career in a professional computer information systems environment. In fact, one of the largest companies in the world. But that's not where you felt like God was leading you to ultimately be. And so you followed your heart, followed a dream, a passion that God had put into your heart. Many people are facing those kind of transitions today. And so I'd like for you to share, how did you leave this kind of very left brain management job into this sales career?
Well, during my tenure at Mobil Oil, I worked on my MBA and completed it. And it was during the time that I was working on this third degree that I said...
Hold on a second, Tim. Your third degree, I thought we only had two.
Well, I graduated from Baylor with a degree in management and marketing, double major. And then the second degree was in computer information systems, and that's what led me to Mobil Oil. And that second degree was from North Texas State University, now the University of North Texas.
And then what was your third degree, Tim?
And I have an MBA, Master of Business Administration in Management from the University of Dallas.
Okay, so you've got a lot of education. You're in one of the largest companies in the world, and God's leading you somewhere else and into a field that I am really surprised with all that training he's leading you into. What happened, Tim? How did God lead you there?
Well, I was sitting up in an MBA class one evening, and we were watching various videos and films about successful businesses. And throughout the tenure of working on my MBA, I found that I realized that there are a lot of other things to do out there. And we were studying various companies and how they got started and how people became successful. And as I read about them and studied about them, I said, I can do that too. And I took on the challenge of trying to find a career that would fit me and my personality and also provide for me.
You know, Tim, it's fascinating to me that with all that training, you went from that career, that very professional management career, into selling cars. How'd that happen?
Well, Chuck, I was in the middle of, you know, working on my MBA and studying various companies and how companies got started. And I remember praying, Lord, show me what it is that you want me to do. Help me find that career that is best suited for me. Well, that led me to pursue my interest in marketing, my love for people. And I started calling people I knew and people in various industries. I started interviewing them, saying, what do you do and how did you get here? And one thing led to another. And through prayer, I landed in the car business.
Well, Tim, the car business is very, very different than what you were in and what you had even trained and studied for. And I know you had to start at the very bottom. What happened in this new endeavor?
Well, I started, Chuck, as a sales associate on the sales floor. Trained, learned information about the cars and about product information, and became a salesman.
Now, Tim, I'm assuming you were straight commission. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. So all this education, all this wonderful job in a major company, and you decide Lord's leading you somewhere else, and you're going to try something brand new on straight commission. Were you afraid?
I was scared to death.
Okay. Thank you for admitting that. And tell us what happened while you were scared to death.
Well, I was used to working for a company where your check came every 2 weeks, and you knew exactly what it was going to be. But in the sales world, on straight commission, you get paid if you sell something. And I was afraid. But I never gave up, and I was willing to do whatever it took to be successful.
So how long have you been there, Tim?
12 years.
And from starting out as a sales associate, what has God done in your 12-year career there?
He led me in a very short period to becoming one of the leading salesmen in the company. And after only 17 months of selling, I became a sales manager.
And how many people were there when you started, and how many people are in the company today that are in the sales side?
When I first started, they had 17 salesmen.
And how many today, Tim?
And today we have 50 salespeople.
And so you're one of the top dealerships in the nation. You're a sales manager. God has provided very well for you, I assume, Tim.
That he has.
And, you know, some people believe that being in the automobile business and being honest and straightforward and a man of your word are just totally incompatible. How have you approached that challenge, and how have you overcome it, Tim?
Well, one thing I learned about the sales world is that people buy from people who they like, people who look honest. So the one thing that I espouse is doing what you say you're going to do. If you tell somebody you're going to call them back, call them back. If you're going to provide some information, if you're going to give them a quote, if you're going to find a particular vehicle they're looking for, do what you say you're going to do and build trust and credibility with each and every customer.
And, Tim, you have lived by principles all of your life. I mean, you started out as a young boy being taught to be dependable, to be your best, to never do, to think anything is beneath you, not to whine, to be solutions-oriented. And it seems like God has helped you be successful in everything that you've done. How has your relationship with the Lord impacted this journey, Tim?
Well, one of my favorite scriptures, Chuck, is Matthew 6:33, the scripture which talks about seek ye first the kingdom of God. And I have just learned over my short tenure here on earth that if you keep God first, he'll always keep his promises. Another favorite scripture is that in the Psalms 37, where the Lord says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his children begging bread. And when you rest and depend upon God's promises, he's faithful.
Well, Tim, I know that a lot of people listening today are concerned about their jobs, their careers, their future. And your story gives hope to anyone who is concerned or fearful about going through a change, because God has directed your steps. You've looked to him. You've applied his principles. You've been faithful, and the Lord has provided. Thank you for sharing your story with us today, Tim.
Thank you very much, Chuck.
You're listening to Money Life. We'll return right after this short break.
Thank you.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life with Chuck Bentley. I'm Dave Ball. And Chuck, one of the things that we heard loud and clear from Tim today is give your best every day in everything that you do, and then trust God for the outcome.
Well, he's a great example of that, Dave, because he started as a 15-year-old boy in a career in retail with one very simple goal, and that was to go to work and be dependable. I love what his mom and dad said.
Yeah.
You're not calling in sick. You're going to be there when they need you. And Tim worked in the same job from age 15 to about age 23. I mean, you talk about demonstrating dependability.
Mm-hmm.
He did it. And then he moved into a totally different field, computer information systems. He went back, got another degree, and he rose to the top of his field with one of the largest companies in the world at that time, Mobil Oil, which went on to become ExxonMobil. So when Tim does things, he does them with excellence. And he reminds me of what we were talking about in the top of the program, the things that how you really know if you're where God wants you to be. You have energy when you go to work. It's kind of life-giving. You feel like it's just making you more vibrant. You accept the problems. I love what Tim said. One of his rules on the job is no whining or complaining. Nothing is beneath you. No matter what they ask you to do, you're willing to do it, and you're just not going to complain about it. And you're solution-oriented. You look for ways to solve the problems. You talk about a great employee. If you go to work tomorrow and you just say, no more complaining, we got problems here, but we got problems everywhere. So instead of changing jobs, I'm going to change my attitude. I'm going to be like Tim. I'm going to just follow some of those principles. Nothing's beneath me, and I'm going to look for solutions. You will add value to your workplace and make a difference to everyone around you. And oh, by the way, to those who want to come to you and complain, just say, you know, I used to do that, but I'm not doing it anymore. It kind of drags me down, kind of steals my energy. And then think about this. Tim left his career and went to something totally different. I mean, without a safety net, went to sell automobiles in a direct sales environment. Now, not many people would ever make that leap, much less to be so successful at it. And remember in our top three of how you know you're where God wants you to be, you get disproportionate results. Well, here's a person who's pretty left brain. They've been in computers. They go into a right brain field where you got to be persuasive and sell and work long hours and weekends. And he rose right to the top in 17 months at one of the number three highest volume dealerships in the country. He's exactly where God wants him to be. That's where we want you to be. We want you to follow where God's putting you, and don't be afraid. If he's calling you, he will provide.
Hmm. Well, that information is available at crown.org, and you can find that top three information there. Tomorrow, entrepreneur and businessman Jack Alexander joins us to talk about how to take your good ideas and turn them into a successful business. That's tomorrow right here on Money Life. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff at Crown Financial Ministries, I'm Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.